All right, a lot of national media coming in and out of Davie the last couple of weeks as training camp has gotten kicked off. That continued today. Don Banks of Sports Illustrated and the MMQB.com swinging by today. Don's on Twitter, at Don Banks. You wrote about the Pro Bowl today, and I do want to discuss that because it's a fascinating topic to me. But let's start with the Dolphins and what you saw today.
Well, I think I timed it pretty badly on in terms of the offense. It was a tough day for Ryan Tannehill. Three interceptions in practice. He told me he hadn't thrown three interceptions really in the last five, 6 days of camp. So it was not a springboard type of day for the Dolphins offense. I thought they looked sluggish. And I thought that, you know, the defense stuffed the run quite liberally. So it's seemed like it was like mid-camp type of wall hitting today for the Dolphins offense, but it clearly wasn't a day that Tannehill will say, you know what, it all turned on that day.
Yeah, and of course the Dolphins did get going a little bit earlier than every other team besides Dallas because of that game on Sunday. You're doing 10 teams in 13 days going to Jacksonville tomorrow. Dolphins offseason, though. I mean, obviously it was as much discussed an offseason as existed in the National Football League. Do you like the moves they made?
I did. I mean, you know, I think the off season sometimes you can get too enamored with the hype and the storylines and what it looks like on paper. But, I mean, clearly this was a team that said, you know what, we didn't have enough players who could threaten different quadrants of the field. We need a speed guy. They go out and get Mike Wallace. They needed a much more, you know, dependable Brandon Gibson-type receiver who can work the inside of the field. And then I think Dustin Keller has a chance to be Tannehill's best friend. I think he's a really good receiving tight end. He's not going to really help the blocking game a lot, but he's a really good target that I expect to get plenty of looks this year.
Taking all of that into account, when you think about this team and you think about the division and obviously the issues that are taking place in New England, what do you think reasonable, fair expectations are?
You know, this division really is wide open. I mean, I'm the type that doesn't see the sky falling in New England. That's just kind of my default setting, but I think that they have to identify who they are a little bit and recreate who they are, their identity on offense. So that gives Miami a reason to feel like there's an opportunity. I think Buffalo starting over, new coach, new quarterback, and the Jets being the Jets in really a crossroads season for Sanchez and Rex Ryan. The opportunity is there for Miami, obviously, to make some noise in this division. If I had to guess today, and I don't do my predictions till the end of August, certainly when I'm off the road from camp tour, you know, I would say that this looks like a team that might hit a ceiling at 8-8. But I always remind myself, what were we saying last year at this point about the Colts? What were we saying about the Minnesota Vikings? So the perception now, I think it's going to take some time for what looked good on paper to turn into tangible results. And I think Tannehill's development is obviously it needs to take another major step now that they got him some new toys.
Yeah, I don't think anybody doubts that. And you think about this season, and I think we just keep saying they'll go as far as he can take them, which is true, I think, of most teams in the National Football League and their quarterback. Don Banks, Sports Illustrated, the MMQB.com on Twitter, at Don Banks. Pro Bowl, you wrote about it today at the MMQB. I was just reading it before you came in here. Let me start with this question, because I'm with you. I think some of the stuff they came upon was a little bit silly and the captain's thing, and that was the NHL's a few years ago. Who's saying it's broken? And I know the league is saying it, and I get that, but why is the Pro Bowl broken? Now, is it great football? Obviously not, but it's an exhibition. The TV ratings are all right. They seem to fill the stadium out in Hawaii. I always ask this question. Where does it start that we're saying, just almost by default, the Pro Bowl needs to be fixed?
Well, when I think Aaron Rodgers, one of the starting quarterbacks a couple years ago, says it's an embarrassment to the league and the guys, I don't really care to play in it because guys don't take it seriously. I think when the average fan who even loves the NFL, and yes, watches it, and the ratings, you're right, are still sky high. I don't think that's the only consideration, the ratings. I think the game has truly kind of devolved into a pillow fight in pads, and I think it all comes back to the fact that there's a lot of money at stake for players with their salary in the NFL. Once upon a time, this was a nice little additional payday. Now it's chump change, and I think the games that we saw in the last 5 years where defense was completely optional, where the tackling was, you know, laughable, I think it is broken, and I don't think it's fixable, and I've said that for years. I just maintain that they're trying to fix something that is not fixable, and it's it's got to do with the financial incentive that the players no longer have. And I think the NFL would be better served, as I thought Goodell was moving towards, he'd be better served to say, let's not play the game, let's not have a farce, but let's have an awards show, an awards banquet, and name the Pro Bowl teams, but not go through the charade of pretending we're playing an NFL-level football game.
Maybe it's an issue of it being too extreme, but one of the things I always say about the Pro Bowl is people think there's not enough defense. People that are complaining, not enough defense, you know, too many points being scored. But to me, I see every rule change in the actual NFL, right, the regular season, going that direction anyway. Yeah. Like, this Pro Bowl might be what the NFL looks like in 10 years.
And I think that's what scares a lot of fans, because I really think if you can take it for one exhibition game a year, and even that leaves a distaste in a lot of people's mouths. But if you actually saw the NFL regular season turn into anything close to a version, yeah, of the play, with the lack of intensity, the lack of competitiveness, the lack of defense, I think the lack of seriousness. You know, Jeff Saturday is snapping for both teams may be a nice sentimental tug on the heartstrings. I think it's just kind of, it underlines that this is kind of a little bit of a sideshow circus act that the league holds once a year, and anything goes.
We'll see what happens. It's definitely going to keep changing and adjusting until they feel more comfortable with it, if that ever happens. And like you said, it might just end up going away.
It might go away.
Yeah, yeah. It might still. Don Banks, Sports Illustrated, the MMQB.com. You can read his thoughts on the Pro Bowl today at the MMQB.com. Follow him on Twitter at Don Banks. Appreciate the time.
Thanks, Jesse.